در بخش چهارم یا پارت دی به موضوع تحصیل می‌پردازیم. همان گونه که در اگزم هینت این بخش آورده شده است، در صورت فرار از سوال برای شما نمره منفی منظور خواهد شد. در طول مصاحبه سعی کنید خارج از موضوع صحبت نکنید، به نمونه ای از گریز از پاسخ توجه کنید. Ms. Harris, I mean your examiner says, Did your father force you to choose your major? Mr. Ahmadi answers, My father has a good job with a big salary. همطور که میبینید در اینجا Mr. Ahmadi سعی میکنه به علت نفهمیدن سوال پاسخی بده که مرتبط با موضوع فادر بشه و فکر میکنه که برای این نمره میگیره، در حالی که برای این حتما نمره منفی منظور خواهد شد. در مواقعی که متوجه سوال نشده اید با کلمات pardon یا pardon me یا excuse me از مصاحبه‌گر بخواهید سوال را تکرار کند. در conversation تیپ چهارم استفاده از کلمات پرکاربرد some و any آموزش داده شدند. سعی کنید جملاتی را در اشکال سوالی، منفی و خبری با این کلمات بسازید.
Are you allowed to eat in the classroom?
Not in Iran. I mean, in Iran, people are not allowed and it is not very normal. But sometimes the students eat something without announcing that. I mean, without letting others know that.
Are you allowed to smoke in the classroom?
Again, not in Iran. I think in most countries it is not allowed.
Did you belong to any clubs in high school?
Yeah, I was a member of the football team at my high school.
Did you go to a public high school or a private one?
For the high school I went to a public one. Yeah.
Did you have to wear a uniform in high school?
Not in high school, but before that. I mean, I remember, it was elementary school. We used to wear uniform.
Did you study art in high school?
Yeah, we had an art session, if you like to call it that. But usually art teachers were not, expert in that. And they had other stuff to teach, but when they had free time, they used to teach art, for example.
Did your high school have a theater group?
No, not a theater group.
Do some of your teachers stop the class early?
Yes, sometimes teachers, like all other people, have problems. They have to attend meetings and they have to take care of children, so they have to stop classes early, and they did.
Did you carry a dictionary to an English class?
Most of the time, yes. And I remember at the fourth grade, we were forced to carry a dictionary, English dictionary, to my classes. I mean, English classes.
Do you enjoy studying science?
Science. I think everyone enjoys studying science. I like it too. Yeah.
Did you ever skip classes?
Yes, when I was in the guidance school, I mean, after elementary level, we used to skip classes with some of my classmates to go to movies or swimming pools and the like.
Did you have any evening classes?
No evening classes.
Did you play on any team on your sport? Did you play on any of the school's sports teams?
I mentioned that before. I was a member of the football team.
Do you still keep in touch with your best friend in elementary school?
I guess I know one of them who was our neighbor at that time, and I still see him.
What were the main reasons for your absences?
I didn't used to have a lot of absences, but like all other children, sometimes I didn't feel well. I had to be in bed. That was the main reason.
Have you ever been late for classes?
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes I used to be late because I couldn't wake up early and I felt sleepy. And sometimes I didn't do my homework and I had to do the homework before going to the class, so I was late for that.
Did the teacher get angry?
Yeah, most teachers usually get angry when the students are late.
Have you ever failed a course?
At university, I guess one or two courses I failed.
Which courses were they?
I think one of them was a course in translation, I remember, and I failed the course because I couldn't attend the classes because of some family problem.
Have you ever slept in class?
Not sleeping. Sometimes you may take a nap in the class, but not sleeping. Because if you sleep, then you start snoring, and everybody understands that.
How do you get to your work?
Now I take my own car.
How long does it take to get to your school?
About 30-40 minutes.
How much homework did you have to do every day?
You mean when we were at high school?
That's right.
It depended on the subject and the teacher. Some teachers assigned a lot of homework. Some of them assigned little homework.
Was your high school strict?
Yeah, it was a very strict high school. And now that I think about that, I like it so much. At that time, I didn't enjoy that. But now I think a high school should be strict and the teachers should be disciplined. Yeah.
What classes didn't you like much?
The course on chemistry, not because of the course, actually, because of the teacher. The teacher was not very kind to us. He was not patient because he was very old, and he got angry with any of the questions we made.
What did you like best about high school?
I liked my classmates. Like, I think majority of the students remember their classmates. Yeah.
What did you think about your sport class at that time?
Our sport class was not a real sport class because the teacher had no facilities available, so he forced us to run around the yard for 2 hours.
What did you think about your campus?
Can you name it a campus? In Iran, most schools do not have campuses, actually. They have a little yard. That's it, no campus.
And what is your best memory from high school?
From high school, the best memory of high school. I was rewarded for my excellent scores in some subjects, and I remember that.
Well, at that time, what did you want to do after you graduate?
Like all other students, I wanted to go to university, and I did.
What high school did you graduate from?
It was, the name was Azad, the first high school, because I attended two high schools. The first one for the first two grades was Azad, and the second one was Molavi.
What time did your first class begin at that time?
8 o'clock in the morning, yeah.
What were some of the rules you had to follow at your high school?
We had to be on time. We had to attend classes. We had to do homework. And we had to do a lot of other things. There were lots of rules for us.
Which rules did you think were unfair?
Attending classes which we didn't like, I think, was unfair. I mean, the classes should be fascinating to students, and there should be some freedom for students to attend or not to attend.
Did you ever get caught breaking any school rules?
What a question. Let me think a moment. I mean, no, I don't remember anything.
What's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject was English. Actually, my favorite subjects were English and history.
Who was the teachers? Who were the teachers?
The teachers were Mr. Agai for English and, I don't remember the name of the history teacher.
How many times did your English class meet? Yeah, it was two times a week,
90 minutes each time.
Which subjects were you poor at?
I was poor at math and physics.
Who was your favorite teacher?
My favorite teacher was my English teacher. I liked him so much because he had all the qualities of a good teacher. He was kind, patient, knowledgeable, supportive, available. Okay.
What do you find the most surprising thing about the school system in your country?
The most surprising thing about the school system in my country is that the most surprising thing, there are lots of surprising things about that, but the most surprising thing is that the courses are presented in a way that students do not remember anything about those courses after graduation. I mean, we have to memorize them, and we don't know the use. Usually there are no labs, and students study in the classes, and everything is theoretical. That's the biggest problem, I guess.
What was your favorite extracurricular activity?
My extracurricular activity was attending and reading classes and reading groups. We had a reading group, and sometimes we, the high school rewarded students who got the highest score in reading matches.